This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Newsist, vegan nutrition products. Save 15% off with code FIT10. Origo Shoes, guided by barefoot design principles to support the integrity of your feet. Save 10% off with code MMA25. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 724.
724.
My name is Engel Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What are you drinking over there?
I got a little Kirkland Signature sparkling water.
There you go.
So I think that's the cheapest sparkling water you can get. So,
what is sparkling water? Is it fuzzy, fizzy?
It's with gas. It's water with gas because I like my water with gas.
Shooting a little nitrogen in
Not
there.
Not still water, gas getting water.
Nitrous oxide, getting all jacked up, getting fucking vascular. Get ready to do some fucking, yeah. Get your pump on, your swole.
Right. Oh, that hurt.
Ow. Just like, yeah, don't throw your back out. As we get older, the weirdest shit starts hurting. Yes. Like, you might be bowling and something pops in your arm, your hand goes numb. Like, what the fuck is this about? I don't know. It's just age, man. It's age. So, speaking of getting swole, how about the Bears? Bears.
I'm sorry. I hope I'm wrong. I hope it was an anomaly, one game disaster. I hope I'm wrong with what I said because I want them to be good. I watched the game. I was excited. First drive was like, what is he, 9 for 9 or
perfect.
Something?
Perfect.
Perfect first drive. I'm like, wow, this is a different team. And then after that, garbage. Nothing good happened after that. We missed wide open players down the field. DJ Moore, I think, was on a freaking slant route or something. He was like, I could have thrown
it's a touchdown. It was a touchdown.
Wide open. Caleb didn't see it. I think, you know, there were some mistakes made. They probably shouldn't have gone for that, gone for it when they had a chance to kick
that fourth down when they could have kicked a field goal.
Missed the field goal. Like, our kicker was money last year, but couldn't make field goals.
There was zero wind in there. And the guy on the opposing team hit the longest field goal ever in Soldier Field where he kicked a 59 yarder.
Yes. So, I mean, perfect conditions.
Yes.
I think. What's good? Defense looked solid for at least the first
three quarters.
And then fourth quarter, they fell apart. I'm not sure what happened. Caleb Williams looks like a deer in the headlights. I don't know if he's shell-shocked from like last year or they just figured out what they were doing after the first drive and then he couldn't John Jones. He couldn't adjust. So
I was going to say, I think from last year, I want to say the Vikings had the number 3 defense in the NFL. So yeah. We also got to put it in context of we weren't playing a scrub team. We were playing a really good defensive team.
And then division rival, obviously.
Yeah. And then some other shit too. Like our running game was non-existent. I fucking hate Swift as a running back.
Yeah.
And then they're using DJ Moore as their second running back, even though they have that other guy they drafted, they didn't really use him. And then the penalties were off the chart and the refs never do us any favors.
127 penalty yards.
Yeah, there were 2 or 3. One was like a holding that completely changed the complexion of the game where we were going to score. And then that moved us back and called holding on right. I'm like, that wasn't holding. And then there was like some phantom pass interference where I think a guy slipped and then they called it on us. But there were like 2 or 3 really bad calls. And then I don't know how many delay of games or false starts that we had, but I think some of that's to be expected with a new offense and a new coach, new team, like new coaches, all that blah blah blah. And then the other thing for Caleb, I think he's still trying to get unfucked from being sacked so much last year. And he looked better in the pocket and the offensive line wasn't playing great either. He had to scramble more than I like the scene, but he had only 2 sacks where I think last year he averaged 4 per game. So
it's an improvement.
It's an improvement.
In fairness, a couple guys, I think one of our DBs was out. We had
two DPs and a good linebacker. So we had three of our top defensive players out also.
Yeah.
So that's why we were getting kind of torched, I think, in the fourth quarter. And one of the guys in got injured too. So, like, I don't even know what string of DB is in, but it was a tough game. I felt very good that first opening drive. And then I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Like, we just cannot get it going.
I'm like, these guys look great. This is amazing. And, you know, and then McCarthy on Minnesota figured it out, man. He's a Michigan guy. I can't believe they came back and beat us. Like, it's just unbelievable. So we'll see. I mean, we got the Lions next, which they didn't do so well against Green Bay over the weekend. So I'm not sure if they're a shell of what they had, but, you know.
Yeah, they had problems, I think, losing your offensive coordinator and probably some other coaches.
And defensive coordinator, I think they lost both.
Yeah, that's a problem. Oh, that's a problem. But we'll see what happens. I don't know. I'm just trying to stay positive.
Like, do you want to change your prediction? What did I say? I said 8, right? 7 or 8.
And I said 9 or 10. I'll stick with it.
Okay.
Gotta be positive.
I hope we're both wrong and they win 12. But, you know, one can dream.
Yeah.
I'll be watching Sunday. You know, I'll root for them. But, man, that was a rough go.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough loss. And, like, coaching was bad, too. Like,
mistakes were made.
The end, there's 2 minutes and 2 seconds, and everyone said they should probably just kick the ball out of bounds. Like, if Santos can't kick it out of the end zone, just fucking kick it out of bounds. You're only going to lose 5 more yards.
Right.
But you get that fucking 2-minute warning timeout, basically. So still would have had a chance. I mean, it was just a clusterfuck. Like, if you looked at each aspect of the game, there were mistakes made by every aspect of the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, some positives, some negatives, but it's a tough one to swallow. You want to start 1-0. So I feel like that carries. But they, you know, the one positive stat was, I think this was the first time they scored in the opening drive in a fucking whole year. All of last year, they didn't score on an opening drive.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Well, last year. So that's a positive. They gave up half the sacks. That's another positive. I don't know what other positives there are, but.
Well, I mean, the positive is we have more games to be played. So.
It was what, 16 more?
Yeah. What's your prediction for the Lions? Let's talk for a second. What do you think is going to happen?
I think the Bears can win this. Because I would come out of this game super pissed off. I think that this game is, I think it's probably a good one to lose.
It's in Detroit. They
gave it away. They fucking gave this one away. You're up whatever it was in the fourth quarter. I don't remember what it was, 17-6 or something in the fourth quarter with like 12 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
Should have won that. So I think it'll sharpen everyone up for the next game. The problem is, Detroit's going to sharpen up too because they got fucking handled by the Packers.
They did.
But I feel like the Bears will sharpen up more. And
it's in Detroit.
Detroit too.
Yeah, so we'll have to see. But I'm excited about the potential.
Yeah.
But if they lose again, I'm going to cry.
0-2. You can't start a season 0-2.
No.
But how many games did we lose in a row last year? I feel like it was 10.
More than that. 8.
I think we won.
Maybe 10.
Might have been a 10-game losing streak. And then they came back and won like the last game against Green Bay or something.
Yeah, well.
In a game that didn't fucking matter.
It's a different Green Bay.
Yeah. I mean, fuck. The thing that sucks is we are, I think, in the toughest division too.
Yeah.
When you look at it. And our schedule sucks. We play a lot of good teams. So.
First 6 games are really tough. Yeah. So,
and I said it would probably take them 4. It'll take them 4 to figure this shit out.
Remember,
we're 1-4.
In week 5, he's going to say it's going to take them 6.
No, but think of it. If you can at least win 2 of your first 4, I think that's a healthy goal to have. Just come out 500, and then you should have your shit together. Because I think week 5 is a bye week, and then week 6 you're back into it.
I like this. Okay, that's a good plan. I think we can beat the Lions. I think we can. So we'll see.
Yeah, and then there's some games I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know how I win that. but that's a winnable game. This was a winnable game.
It was. Should
you
have
know
won it.
Technically, what, lost by three? One
Yeah.
score game. And the Vikings, I forgot what the stat was for them last year, that they won 9 out of 10 one score games or some shit like that. They're really good at that.
Yep.
But, you know, life goes on. I don't like being angry when I go to bed, though. Like, I was so angry.
Yeah.
It's very hard to go to sleep.
I agree.
So, anyway, let's talk some MMAs.
Let's talk MMAs. What
going on?
What do I want to talk about? What do I want? Oh, no. What happened to my... 1 second. Ooh.
Everything just vanished.
No, here, I want to talk about this.
Yes.
We're recording this on September 9th, and I thought
Yes.
I'd throw a little homage to the old folks. But September 9th, 1994, Hoist Gracie defeats Kimo Leopold at UFC 3. There's the picture right there.
Nice.
Boom.
Oh, that's the poster he signed for me too. It was
Is
UFC
it?
3 when I
Okay, yeah.
was out in
Can you believe
Redondo
that?
Beach.
1994. Holy fuck. That's
Yeah.
forever ago.
Yeah. That's I went out. I was living in California for a summer with my brother and fucking meet Hoist, and Hoist would be training. He'd be doing cardio at the gym I was at. Like, I'd be on a life cycle and he'd be two over. And the
A
feeling,
life cycle. I love it.
not it's not the feeling of terror, but just the feeling of looking at this very thin, frail looking man going, this guy can beat my fucking ass. This makes zero sense.
Yeah.
Zero sense. And then talking to him, training. And I remember, I think I've told this story before, where that was the event where they're going to have the sumo wrestler in there. Like, how are you going to beat the sumo wrestler? He's like, his neck is this big. I choke him out. I'm like, cool. Okay. I like this. And then training, you know, with his cousins, the Machados, I had lots of, you know, one-on-one jiu-jitsu instruction with them. That was a lot of fun. And then they were telling me, like, showing me a magazine, and like, they're showing me a magazine with Ken Shamrock in it. And they're like,
Oh,
hey,
nice.
you know this guy? Like, yeah, I've seen him fight in the first couple of UFCs. Like, yeah, he come into the studio. He want to learn jiu-jitsu, so we choke him out many times. Cool, man. Like, all right. Like, these guys they're funny as shit. And that was the jiu-jitsu that was fun to learn, because they were also teaching it very – it was 100% self-defense jiu-jitsu
Yeah.
when I would train with them. It wasn't –
Sport jiu-jitsu.
it's I'm like,
Competition jiu-jitsu,
yeah,
whatever.
I hated that when we were learning some of that stuff. I'm like, I don't want sport, I want self-defense jiu-jitsu. So
Yeah.
I mean, they were teaching me takedowns and fucking, like, I would be in a fighting stance and shooting takedowns and how to close the distance and get your own takedown, like trip takedown the mount and fucking delivering elbows and shit. But
Oh, yeah.
anyways, I digress. That's a
A
long
people's
time ago.
elbow.
Yes.
It was a long time ago. Yeah,
Fuck.
1994.
Yeah. That's craziness. Let's see what else is going on. So the UFC had their fighters settlement, and
Oh, yeah.
they released how much each person's going to get. So John Nash on X said, for the class, the average payment will be $231,000. The median is $86,000. The high is $10 million, and the low is $16,000.
Didn't Anderson Silva get the 10 mil?
Yeah, Anderson gets the 10 mil out of
Yeah.
that. So basically, he was saying, based on the final settlement fund, each fighter should get right around a third of their total bout compensation earned during the class period. Plus, they get another 14,000 and change per bout.
Okay.
That sounds fucking pretty reasonable. The thing that's fucked up is when you look at all the costs. So the settlement amount was 375 million. The fucking attorneys take 126 of that. $126 million go to fucking
That's
attorneys.
insanity.
How is that fucking legal? What they did is the fighters did the goddamn work. the attorneys, there should be a fucking
like a limit.
Yeah, no more than 10%. No
more. How many million did they take?
126 out of 375. It's usually a third is what they take, and that's a third.
Okay, so here it is. If you take 126 million divided by, I'm just guessing, the average attorney price per hour is 450 bucks. Maybe that's high, maybe that's low. Guess how many hours of billable hours that is. Guess.
I don't know.
280,000. 280,000 billable hours. How is that even possible?
It's another thing. Shouldn't be legal.
Should not. But I think they negotiate a percentage of whatever they get. So that's a common
practice. Oh, it's always a third. It's always a third unless they fuck up. Because I've had attorneys fuck up on stuff for me. And I told them, like, well, that percentage needs to change or we're going to have fucking problems.
Yeah.
And that percentage changed.
Nice. That's zero.
No, well, it wasn't that, but because it was another thing where, like, you asked them, because I had a car accident and I had a ton of medical bills. And I asked the attorney to call all the people that I owed money to negotiate the bill down. And he claimed he did that. I'm like, okay. So then I went and called everybody and negotiated bills down. So I might have had like a $10,000 bill that's now $1,000. And whatever else, and got that down. And I told him, I forgot what the settlement was, but I said, whatever I negotiate, I'm keeping. And then you also need to take your percentage down too, because you fucking lied to me. You didn't call anybody. So they never do their work, which is part of their problem too.
Nope.
You know?
So yeah, I agree. It's egregious. It's sad that the fighters lost all that money. So.
Right. Like, think how much more can each person get? Like, I get angry because they're getting fucking cheated, but it's this also, they're taking a case, like the flip side of it is they're footing all the bills for this, right? And they only get paid if they win, the attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
So, but why can't it be 10%? And that's still a fuck ton. That's 37 million for how many attorneys even worked on this? 10 max, maybe? I have no idea.
I mean, it can't be that much. It's definitely not 10,000.
No, it's not whatever you said, 2 million hours of fucking work or whatever.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. Anyway, let's do a little sponsor action.
Say, you know, it's not frustrating.
Yeah, I know.
This episode being sponsored by Drift Air Freshener. Drift exists to give everyone a sense of place through the transportive magic of scent. They're on a journey to rethink car fresheners free from questionable ingredients and to enhance your world one scent at a time. They only use the good stuff, natural, essential, and fragrant oils, and more sustainable materials to bring your best-looking, best-smelling air freshener yet. Looks good, smells good, all good.
That's right. It just came out with the new scent, Apple Picking, for, what's the month, September? What's it like? It's the first brisk morning at September, and endless orchards lie ahead. The air is ripe with crisp apples and harvest spice carried by cool autumn air and orchard leaves. It's a moment that captures the quiet magic of fall's arrival. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You can save 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. That's 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. And right back to the show.
Back to the show. I just read that Tyson and Floyd Mayweather are set to have a little exhibition match next spring. So, what are your thoughts on this? I mean, I know it's exhibition, but they're talking about this like CSI Sports announced that a couple days ago. So,
okay, so Mike Tyson is probably gonna be about 60 by then.
And
I mean,
like 50 pounds heavier.
Right. We already saw it. He had so many issues going into the Jake Paul thing. And that thing was a fucking travesty. It was a fucking joke. And then there's rumors that Mike was paid $10 million on the down low, allegedly, to not knock out Paul. But he has nothing left. You can't fight when you're in your 50s. It just doesn't work. Your body, I thought it could fight. You can't fight. It just doesn't work anymore. I'm sorry. It's bullshit. I don't know who's going to pay for this stupid thing. Like the thing on Netflix was the biggest thing ever. It fucking crashed their
It
goddamn
did.
server. I had to watch it from Antonio Brown's Twitter for fuck's sake. I couldn't even watch the fight because he's streaming. Like, look at the fucking fight. I'm streaming because I know people can't watch. I'm like, cool, thank you. So it's just a money grab. It's a steal. It's and what are you actually going to get? You're going to get Floyd running away and Mike, it's going to be that. When he did the Roy Jones Jr. fight, when they're just body shotting each other, and
Yep.
even a lesser version now of Mike, it's a travesty. Should not, they shouldn't even allow it. Exhibition is probably the only thing they can get away with.
Yeah, is there a rule in exhibition where you can't like throw a fight or
They,
whatever?
I, well, I don't think you can, you're technically supposed to knock each other out, but. Who's to stop someone from actually doing
Yeah,
that?
but is an exhibition more like a wrestling match where it's like you could have like a performance instead of a fight? You could do that. So you could like
I think it can be whatever you want it to be.
okay.
And
Because it's
more on
exhibition.
the not real side too.
Yeah.
Like
Got it.
exhibition. Yeah, it's frustrating. I just find it hard to believe that both guys need money, and that's usually what this says.
Yeah.
Floyd, I could believe, but I thought Mike had money because I think Floyd is burning hundreds here and there, but who knows?
Well, yeah, he's crazy.
Got some details, some more updates on this UFC White House card.
Oh, yes, that was going to be my next thing. Go for it.
I reload my
Perfect.
cocktail. Emphasis on cock. Says the weigh-ins are going to be at the Lincoln Memorial.
Ooh,
The
that's cool.
Fight night on the South Lawn. The fighters will warm up inside the White House. They're gonna have giant screens outside. You're gonna have fireworks and light shows. And then they said it was initially planned for the 4th of July, but logistical issues pushed it back to June. So I don't know. I feel like this is gonna be the most epic fucking thing that
It sounds
happens out
awesome.
there.
I just feel like it, what kind of alternate reality are we living in where this is
It's
potentially going to happen?
so fucking cool.
That's
It's
insane.
happening. There's no potential. It's happening.
Yeah.
So, fuck, man. I feel like I need to be there, but I don't. There's so
Oh
much
God.
chaos to
It's
try
going
to
to
get
cost
to
more
that.
money than the freaking Super Bowl, I
Oh,
think.
100%.
Be
You're
like
probably looking
50
10
grand a
grand.
ticket. I bet more.
Yeah, how many? Well, the question is, how many can you actually get in there in the vetting process to get in?
Yeah.
Poof. It might only be VIPs
I'm gonna
at that
say it sounds
point.
like a celebrity only kind of a thing.
Probably.
Yeah. Or a big wig kind of, But
Do we
the
need to
co
pull a press card?
maybe. I don't know if we can get
I'm
it on
just
that one.
saying, press card.
On that note, John Jones says he's not retired and he's training 5 days a week and he's ready and in the drug testing pool to potentially fight on that card. And Ronda Rousey said, "I ain't fucking fighting on the White House card." So,
Well, I wonder about Rousey because what was her quote? I would never say never about coming back, but I ain't
oh,
fighting at the fucking White House, even if it was offered. I got better shit to do. So what the fuck is that about?
I think they might be talking about it. It's possible that could happen because. She also said after Tyson had the biggest fight of the year versus Jake Paul, she's like, "I'm never gonna say never on a return." And then you know how this shit goes; they're gonna throw all this shit out here. I think they're talking about it. UFC's actively trying to make shit happen, and I'm sure they talked to her. So I don't know if she's, like she is actually out or she's just fucking with us, but
Well,
they definitely talked. That's for
here's the planning go. Here's what I would do. So I'm pretty sure Amanda Nunes and Kayla Harrison are fighting on that White House card. I'm
okay.
pretty sure that's going down. Chris Cyborg just threw her name out and she replied to that Ronda Rousey thing and said, "Hey, I know a fight worth a return. So why don't we do those two? Make it 145 pounds and do Nunes and fucking Harrison, do Cyborg and Rousey, and then winner takes all, then not probably you can't do it on the same night, but then winner of each fight then squares off as your next fight. So for the championship belt, don't do it at 35. Do it at 45. Let the ladies eat. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, do it at 150. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. 55.
Open weight.
Open weight. Even better. Let's go.
Open weight, ladies.
Fucking things happen.
Do whatever you need to do. All good.
I'm for this. There's a great fights. There's two great fights, and then you have a third matchup because Cyborg versus Rousey, Cyborg should win that. And Harrison versus Nunes is a fucking toss-up for me. I don't know. What do you think?
I think I go with Harrison. I think
just fresher.
Yeah. I don't know, but that could be really exciting. I like Harrison though. Gotta go with Harrison. America. Well,
yeah, I hope so. I want that's like our only American chance right there, unless you get John in.
John Jones.
Because Cyborg will.
I feel like
wreck
you need
Rousey.
To get Dan Henderson out of retirement.
Randy do Henderson versus Bisping 3?
Oh God, that'd be
no
epic.
Drugs.
No drugs.
Or no, all the drugs.
Oh, okay. And then you do Randy Couture versus somebody. Fedor. Randy Couture and Fedor.
Oh, no, I don't want Randy to die. Do a rematch of Randy versus James Toney.
Oh, God.
Wait, that fight
both,
just...
Those are both Americans.
I don't know who Couture can fight.
Brock Lesnar versus...
Ugh. Brock's losing.
Yeah.
Bust Cain Velasquez out of jail. Do Brock Lesnar Cain Velasquez too? Cain Velasquez versus Fedor? But is Cain fighting for Mexico? A Mexico?
But I think he's American.
For Russia. Well, he's got brown pride tattooed on himself, so he fits in prison real nice.
Yeah, he does.
But I don't know. Although I did see someone posted a picture of him in prison. He looks a little soft.
He does.
But, you know, I don't know. If I go to prison, I'm fucking working out all the time. But they also may not be feeding you very nicely. But you would think, as a former UFC champion.
Well, here's a guy that you might want to put on the card. Just since I had this video up. There's a little in the wild sighting of our friend, Mr. Crow Cop.
Oh, shit.
There he is. He's,
always swole, though.
FNC 24. He looks like he's in great shape, moving
he's
around
really
well.
Always in good shape.
So
what kind of
good
fucking
for him.
Shoes he's wearing there. Some funky boots. Like
dress shoes or some
sort.
But he looks great.
Yeah, it's interesting. Something about Luke Rockhold. He said, I think I'm done boxing and MMAing. It's just not working out for me. I can't.
Perfect.
I'm 40. Can't
Makes
take
sense.
The shots anymore. Maybe I'll do some grappling. Yeah, no shit. Like, we all knew your striking wasn't great. And... I got some Conor McGregor stuff. I got to pull these up here. So I guess Conor was on a FaceTime with Elon the other day.
Oh, that's right.
And Conor, that's a great picture of Elon. Like, And I guess what's happening is Conor is trying to become the president of Ireland, and whoever's in control in their government is trying to block Conor from running by doing some kind of bullshit there. And basically Elon's coming out saying, hey, it's kind of bullshit that you're trying to go against the will of the people. Conor McGregor for president to save Ireland. So is he going to be the president of Ireland?
It'd be crazy. I mean, these guys are all like Connor, Dana, Elon, Trump. They're all Joe Rogan. They're all like buddies, which is kind of crazy. I wonder if there's like some superpower thing happened that we're not aware. First, Joe Rogan takes over the podcast sphere and he has the voice of the people. And then Trump wins the presidency. Elon got the Tesla thing going on, you know? And now Connor wants to be the president of Ireland or whatever. There's some shit going on.
Well, imagine
this. Something's happening.
I don't know when their election is. Call it November. Call it whenever. But can he become the president of Ireland and then still fight on the UFC White House card as the fucking president of Ireland?
That'd be awesome.
That's so awesome. Please, can we do the fucking president? Is
that
having
that
a
might
fucking
be the most,
MMA fight?
Most watched card in UFC history or
100%.
All combat sports ever. If all of Ireland's going to tune in and watch him fight. like the whole country.
Yeah, and remember, like, too bad, like, Sinead O'Connor's not around. Like, when she did that song for one of his walkouts, like, you could have these epic, you could have live singers for all the fucking walkouts, too. Come on. We've never had a president throwing down like this. This is like old school, like, let's have a duel, let's have a fist fight kind of shit. You have a literal president. I'm in for this shit. Yes, let's do this. I don't give a fuck. What else is happening out there?
What else? What else? Let me see. Oh, Brian Ortega says he was unconscious for 30 minutes after the UFC Shanghai weigh-in debacle. He said he cut weight on Thursday, hit the first one, got down to 51. Later on, he jumped on the gun on the one at 12, but cut from midnight all the way to 8 in the morning. He cut for fucking 8 hours straight. And then he realized he had another pound and some change to go. And he was like confused. Why wasn't there water coming out? So he ate something and then he decided to cut more weight. And then he passed out after he was on the bike for 30 minutes, like totally out. I mean, what kind of fucking bananas shit is this? Like, that is not healthy to be doing that.
Hey, maybe move up in weight class. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Retard. Well, again, the biggest way to cheat in MMA, cutting weight, and they never did anything about it. Always said they were, never did anything about it.
No.
Or just make more open weight shit. Like, why do we have weight classes?
Mm-hmm.
Original UFC, no weight class, no time limit.
Oh, yeah.
No weight class. I saw a couple of cool venues that were posted. You ever see MMA happen inside a cockfighting pit?
No.
So this is Kaposa posting. Said Inca FC taking place inside a cockfighting pit.
That is crazy.
In Lima, Peru. And that's the cage sitting in there. I wish they would have zoomed out more, but you can see how the seats are. Mm-hmm. And then if you go back to this picture, you can see it.
That is pretty crazy. That's got to be a small cage. That's wild. Yeah. Not many people there, but man, it's very intimate.
No, and a girl I worked with, her dad was a, he trained cocks to fight in like cockfighting. I think they were in Puerto Rico. And I think that's obviously in some of these countries that shit's allowed and encouraged. But she was saying like they're pumping the fucking birds full of steroids.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You know, all sorts of crazy shit. And they have
Super
fucking
nuts.
Razor blades on their claws. And like, that sounds pretty awesome. I'm not, I don't know. I think some cultures, some things are accepted and maybe you should see that or maybe you shouldn't see that. But I think it would be fucking wild to see in person.
Bullfighting, cockfighting.
I don't know about, I'm not for the bullfighting because I think there's no chance for survival there. And the cockfighting, if your cock's good enough, it's going to win. Right.
Good to have it's good to have a good cock.
That's right. Good strong
good
cock.
Strong cock.
Fucking take care of business. Lasers shooting out. Lasers and
lasers
razors.
And razors.
Whatever it takes, we'll go.
Okay, perfect.
And then one other cool venue. So someone else fought in Bangkok, Thailand. It kind of looks similar to the movie Hangover 3 when they're running through the streets in fucking Bangkok. It's a lot of cock talk.
I don't know if I saw this, but okay.
So that's them right in the fucking middle of a street in goddamn Bangkok. They just threw some mats down and we're having a fucking fight.
Chiang night.
Yeah.
I love how they have the urban spa retreat right there on that block, right in the background. You can get your Thai massage after you get your Thai
that's
ass.
Right. But you like it, lady boy? Are you jerky, jerky? Isn't that good? What else is going down?
What do I have left? I have two. Oh, I have one more story and then I'm down to what I would call knowledge. Okay.
Okay.
Dominic Cruz was talking about UFC rankings, and he said basically that they're all predicated upon what the fighters are getting paid to fight. So like the more they get paid, the more they want them to fight because they want to see people who are going to get their ass beat on TV. And he's like, that's basically how the rankings work. He's like, what did he say? He said, If he wrote a big contract to fight and he renegotiates at 5-4, and then they ask me for a favor to fight someone on a 1 week notice for a title, I have an opportunity to renegotiate my contract and I can probably get a good chunk. So let's say I negotiate really well and I get up to more money than anybody in the division, and then I lose to you. I'm still going to make that money, but they're going to want me to fight. So it's like, I don't understand his logic, but are you making sense of what he's saying?
It makes no sense, but that's
Yeah.
Dominic Cruz. Look at his fighting style. It makes no sense. Yeah, I don't know. The rankings are they're done by people that don't shouldn't be ranking fighters some of the
No,
time.
some people aren't even in MMA, which is
If you've
funny.
invited us to rank fighters, you have a problem with your ranking system. We were invited and we turned it down. I'm like, I'm not fucking gonna rank every single goddamn weight class. Like, that's stupid.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about like a lot of the weight classes, like flyweight, like 25, 35, and you get to 45, but no thanks. I don't know what he's talking about. Let's do a little tattoo rating.
Oh boy.
There's a guy, I think it was on the Dana White Contender Series. Forgot his name. I'll post this. Give me a rating on this. What do we got? 1 to 10.
The world is yours, Scarface.
Yeah, and then some kind of Legos never die or something.
Legos never die.
Like Goonies, they never die.
I don't know. I'm not a fan.
1 out of 10.
Three and a half.
Okay,
It
I
took
give
a
him
whole,
one for effort.
it's just kind of, it's cool, but also dumb at the same time. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it. But you know, each person's tattoos, that's their own story. And maybe they're not to get, but that's bad. Let's do a little tweet of the week. This is from NFL Memes. And
Oh.
I saw this and I questioned it, but anyway. It says Justin Jefferson wearing enough ice to wipe out a Home Depot parking lot on a Monday morning. Did you see that during the game, how much fucking jewelry he had
I
on?
did. I think it's fake. There's no way he's playing with real jewelry.
Well, isn't there a rule? Because I know, like, when my kids or my daughter, well, both sports are in, like, one was in soccer and they both swam, they would never let you wear fucking jewelry. So why in the NFL are you allowed to wear all this
Because he makes
fucking
a lot of money, he can do
crazy
whatever he wants.
jewelry? They don't give a shit. Just fucking, like, what if that comes off and fucking blinds someone? I'm
Yeah, I think
blind! I can't see!
it's like Jordan with his shoes. He's like, "Find me. We'll pay the fine. I don't care."
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I got one KO and then knowledge.
Okay.
I think this is an old one. Someone posted it, but we'll go no volume. And I gotta blur some of this shit out because people get touchy on shit.
They do.
Well, services get touchy. Oh, there'll be
Ooh.
another angle of it.
Ooh,
This is
damn.
a one punch. Because so he kind of comes out like John Jones. Ooh.
Oh, very athletic. There we go.
That's effective. Could be in the Olympics. This is a better angle.
Man,
Oh,
on the button.
yeah, that's so button. So shut off.
You have just one KO?
Just one.
Let me show you this then. I'll show you this before we get into knowledge.
Yeah,
One of my
go
favorite things, you ever see the old fake rope trick? Da-da-da, I'm flying. Da-da-da, I'm
on. That's so
flying.
mean. I'm beating someone's ass so hard.
That is the best.
Someone's getting hurt very badly if they did
Yeah.
that to me. College, we got. Yeah.
I got a joke. Hang on. Oh,
Yeah.
fuck. My Zoom just went really big. Okay. Here we go. I will share the picture. Breaking news. A man was admitted to the hospital today with 25 plastic toy horses inserted in his rectum. Doctors have described his condition as stable.
Nice.
Good.
Some, it was a one in a million shot, right? Isn't that
Yeah.
always when things end up your ass and you
How
end
did
up
this
in the
happen?
hospital?
Yes.
Speaking of which, here's a shirt for you. Let's see. Classic shirt.
Oh, wow.
I'll just say that's a choice.
That guy's a baller.
He's something, man. That's something to wear out in public.
This is a man who gives no fucks. Is he on? He looks like he's on a date.
Yeah, probably on his first date.
What's up, girl? This is how I roll.
Yeah, you're paying for dinner. What? You are my bitch.
Yeah.
But you better have my money. So I'm saying on that note, let's shut down. That's not even a bowling shirt. That's a first date shirt.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway,
that way everybody knows what the time.
They
is.
Know what's up.
Yeah,
that guy doesn't discriminate. He takes all flavors.
He does.
One way, just one way. Face down, ass up. Yeah, that's it. Let's get out of here before we get into trouble.
All right, run. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffin, thanks for playing.